This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Karen Garner, the 73-year-old woman with dementia who was injured during a violent arrest last year, has settled her federal lawsuit against Loveland Police. CPR's Paolo Schulzeta reports.
The city of Loveland will pay Garner $3 million, but did not admit any liability in the case. Garner was arrested in June 2020 for allegedly taking less than $15 of merchandise from a Walmart without paying. Police allegedly fractured Garner's arm and dislocated her shoulder during the arrest. Two officers will still face criminal charges over their roles in the encounter. I'm Paolo Schulzeta, CPR News.
One of the Colorado Rockies' all-time greats is going into the Baseball Hall of Fame today. Here's CPR's Ender Villegas.
Walker has hit another one a long ways, and this one is gone as well. Larry Walker is in fuego.
Larry Walker. The name conjures up a lot of fond memories for Rockies fans, and now he's getting recognized for his contributions to baseball by being enshrined in Cooperstown, New York, at the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Walker played for 10 seasons with the Rockies. He won 3 batting titles and 1 home run title. He retired in 2005 as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals, but his place in Rockies history will now be part of baseball history. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
One of the largest online sports betting companies in the world will make Colorado a new hub, according to the state's Office of Economic Development and International Trade. Tipico expects to add nearly 450 technology jobs in Colorado. This is CPR News.